ABC Radio Australia.
More than a billion people now live with obesity, and 9 out of 10 countries with the highest levels of overweight people are in the Pacific region, according to new data published in a prestigious medical journal. Looking at data from 2022, the Lancet study has found obesity among adults has more than doubled since 1990 and has quadrupled among children and adolescents. The World Health Organization has contributed to the data collection, and its representative to the South Pacific, Dr. Mark Jacobs, told Dubravka Volodare the findings are concerning.
Obesity and overweight has been quite a long-term issue in the Pacific, particularly in adults, and it's an increasing issue for children. If we look at the data, then the most recent data that's come at us from 2022, so if you look, for instance, at children and adolescents, so for this it's 5 to 19 years, most of the top 10 countries in the world for the prevalence of children and adolescents with obesity are in the Pacific. So the highest prevalence ones for girls are Niue, Cook Islands, Tonga. The highest ones for boys and adolescents are Niue, Cook Islands. And then if we look at adults, for women, first 8 are all in the Pacific in terms of prevalence of obesity. So Tonga, American Samoa, Tokelau would be the highest 4. And then for men, the highest top 9 are all in the Pacific, and the top few are American Samoa, Nauru, Tokelau, and the Cook Islands.
Do you think this is a wake-up call?
Well, I think it's a reminder, but it's actually probably a reminder that the health sector didn't really need, because it's people working in health in the Pacific, actually like many other countries around the world, we see every day the health impacts of people being overweight and particularly obese. And health professionals and health leaders in the Pacific have been concerned about obesity and more broadly around what we call non-communicable diseases for a long time. But what we are seeing this time around is that there's actually also now a worrying trend in children and adolescents. And so if we look at the rates of increase around the world, it's not just adults in the Pacific where there's high rates of obesity and overweight. Now we're seeing a rapid increase in obesity and overweight in girls and boys as well. So it's certainly very concerning. And one thing that these figures tell us, if we keep doing what we've always done, nothing will change. We need to tackle this issue in different ways.
And what do you think can this be attributed to, that there is such concerning data now about children?
There's a number of different things that underlie it. And what we do know, and there's still more that we need to learn around the world around what actually really works to tackle prevalence of obesity in a population. But we know what doesn't work is lecturing people to eat better and exercise more. For instance, in the Pacific, for many families, many communities, and particularly with the growing impact of climate change, it's actually harder and harder to get enough affordable, healthy fresh fruit and vegetables, for instance, because there's more and more impacts on the ability of many of the countries to actually grow enough healthy foods. And so if it's very difficult for people to access affordable fresh fruit and vegetables, it's going to be very difficult to really work with families, work with communities, change their behaviour and to increase the amount of fruit and vegetables that are being eaten. And so whilst it might not be the first thing that people think about the impacts of climate change on health, the fact that there's more and more droughts, there's more and more seawater intrusions into areas that where crops could previously be grown in the Pacific means actually it is a very real climate change health impact. There's more and more reliance on imported foods, and a lot of those, although are less expensive, they're quite energy dense. With families more and more relying on those sort of foods, it makes it harder and harder to avoid overweight and obesity. There's lots of things that are behind it.
Now, we do have sugar and food taxes in many Pacific countries. Do you think this is successful to some degree? Will we see some effects later on, perhaps? Or do you think more needs to be done?
That is one of the actions that is useful, but it will not be enough. There's lots of other actions that are needed. So yes, there's more action needed to try to make healthy foods more attractive and less healthy foods, less attractive. You know, and part of that is around the potential for taxing less healthy foods. But we also need to think, you know, with the countries, with the communities, about how do we actually make the healthy foods more available, including cheaper. We do need to really make it easier for families and for communities to have healthy diets in a sustainable way.
And where to from here?
There's actions that individuals and families can take, and I think a lot of people already understand basically what they are. It's look for opportunities to exercise a bit more, to look at how much they and their families are eating in terms of portion size, but also try to increase the amount of fresh fruit and vegetables, decrease the amount of processed foods that are high in fat, high in sugar. They're the familiar messages for all of us. But, you know, that's not to say that those messages are not important. Clearly they are. And where families have got the ability to make those sort of changes in an affordable way and a sustainable way, then great. But the other sorts of actions are really more at the government and at population level. And a lot of those are around actually really looking seriously about what's underlying obesity and actually taking meaningful action, and governments really looking at this and where they can actually reporting to their communities about what actions they're taking across sectors